Welcome to the show. This is your host, David Yanez, and we've got the microphones right now. Oh, we're having some crazy times here. It's a blessing, though. This is awesome. I think it's awesome how things go left and right every other day. We're working and getting this station going because I know that if everything was running smoothly, I think I'd start to question it. Well, welcome to the show. It's a Monday, and I'm your host, David Yanez. I was talking to a microphone that wasn't even plugged in. I have no idea. Don't even ask. It is amazing how we get through the day. I'm telling you, my friends, I'm going to thank God that you are here listening and that we're going to get you through this Monday. Oh, my, was it crazy to get up this morning and get to work? Was it? Because I know it was hard for me to just get things going. I get up at 4 and I have to get things done as well, just like you. You know, and I know that it's always difficult on a Monday. I think today we had like the most call-ins in one department. It was funny. It was just funny. I just think it's crazy sometimes as we see things happening that we let people out there understand that we're all human. People are going to call in for work and stuff, but it's amazing how one Monday knocked out a whole department. But anyway, it's a crazy day. I applaud you for getting up and getting to work. It's responsibility. I remember a friend of mine once said, why did we have to have responsibility? Why did we have to grow up? It's crazy. I know it. And you hear us preaching about it all the time. So I'm not going to hammer it down your head. But I am going to tell you this, that you know what? You have to do it. You have to. There's plenty of people that are unemployed looking for jobs, but then there's plenty of more that's unemployed and been unemployed before we had the problem, and they lack the responsibility that they have to take care of the things that they need. One thing I think everyone has to pray these days is, and I was thinking about this when I was driving. I was thinking about this when I was going to pick up my daughter so we can get this show up and running. And that was, I think that a lot of people need to realize that we have to pray. Not only pray for God to deliver you financially and pray that God builds on you, on your life, and builds blessings upon blessings for you, but pray that those that you may be in debt with or those that you owe, pray that they work with you as well. And I just had a strong impression of that, and I'm talking to you out of experience. It's difficult to go and do things when you owe people and owe creditors and all that. And we could talk honestly. Today is our relationship day. We're going to cover some of my book. I've been meaning to get that squeezed in, but we've been having so many activities. And then the webinar that's coming up, I got to get that ready to go for Thursday. And that is on keepingmymarriage.com. And we just started shooting Midwatch. So it's been crazy. I've been writing and running and writing and running. And I have things I got to get done early in the morning. And it's amazing. It is amazing how much we tend to look at things and we tend to just get behind real quick. But yes, we do need to pray that. I think that we can pray right now, actually. I'm going to take the time to do that. Let me give you my address. It is Revelation Ministries, P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas, 77325. And let me give you my email address, therev@midwatchwiththerev.com. I really think that we're doing good. I think that we're getting a lot of things done. I think that a lot of people are being touched by this station. People that we may never, ever, ever know are being blessed. And that's a good thing. That is a good thing, that we can touch people's lives. Amen. We don't have to be the biggest ministry, the greatest ministry, but all we have to do is be available and show up. We covered that last Monday about showing up, about being available. We covered it last Tuesday as well, a recap of it, and we went a little bit more in depth on it. Last night I preached about it at my church, about showing up. about showing up. That's the beautiful thing about doing the church services, doing the radio show, and then doing Midwatch at night on Tuesday nights, is that sometimes I'm able to use the same sermon that I use, but in a different way, and just really get a whole different meaning out of it, or be more impactful on it. And I appreciate that. I really do. I enjoy it. I enjoy making things happen like that. But one thing I did want to tell you, and one thing I want to keep you up to date on, is that our website, keepitmymarriage.com, is getting several hits, and I think so. And it's coming from relationshipseries.com as well. Relationshipseries.com. And what's happening there is that people are registering. They're registering. Well, people are registering for our webinars. They're registering for our webinars. And they're being touched. So that's encouraging, because you put these things together, you don't know who's actually going to look at them. We post them on our secure site. And when we say secure site, means you need a password to actually access it. And one thing for sure that we require is that we have to all be registered. The reason being, so we get their email and we also know who's viewing and stuff. But the thing is, we put the posting up last Tuesday, and then by Wednesday morning, I believe it was Tuesday, by Wednesday morning, we had already several people already sign up. And that's cool. You know, that's awesome, because I did not think that we could get all this stuff done and have a seminar and see it successful. I did not think that we could. And now that we were able to see some of the fruits of this, it's a blessing. So I want you to stay encouraged that we are doing what the best we can, putting these shows together, making sure everything that we have is ready to run for you, the listener. Let me give you the website, keepitmymarriage.com. What I want you to know about that is that you can see any of our programs, any of them, on there that we have. So when you get ready to download some kind of sermon or anything, you go there. We have different. My sermons are actually available on davidyadisministries.com if you're going to hear me preach, but we do have my most recent sermon on church streams. And the reason we have it on church streams is because it gives you the player right there in front of you. You don't have to go select it, and it gives you the most up-to-date one. So it's awesome. I think it's awesome. So I know that a lot of people have different types of websites and stuff. Our website is how I think I like everything put on there so far. So I hope that you enjoy it. I'm going to play a quick song while I get something loaded up real quick that I'm trying to find for you. It'll be short. We'll be right back. Apparently the song is not streaming the right way, so we'll have to cut that song off real quick. I don't know what's going on with my system right now. Hold on real quick. The speaker is supposed to go here. And we're having some audible problems here. Audio saving sounds. Okay, we're just trying to get these savings saved. All right, well, you know, we're going to skip that. We're going to have to go with the backup here that I have. And we'll be right back. I'll play a commercial while I get this audio thing set up. We'll be right back. This commercial is going to be a little bit, about a couple minutes. We'll be right back. Sorry about that.
How about the deja vu feeling that you had the same bad experience before, but you can't help repeat what you know doesn't emotions about our relationships are constantly shifting from highs to lows. If we know that we are not in the right relationship, we still try to convince ourselves of our prior otherwise. Sometimes that convincing leads us away from God, Christian friends, family, and the church. Does this describe you? And if it does, do you ever wonder if all your rationalizations and poor choices have exceeded the limits of God's patience with you so that you are almost out of grace? If so, my friends, I've written this book for you. The title of my new book is Almost Out of Grace. This book will be a blessing in your life. You can pick this book up anywhere books are sold, Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, anywhere that books are sold. You can also pick it up at my website, RevMinistries.com, for $12. Also, AlmostOutOfGrace.com, you can go there, and there's a link there as well to purchase the book. If you want to preview the chapters, if you want to know more about the book and why I wrote the book, visit AlmostOutOfGrace.com. You can get through there through RevMinistries.com, or you can go straight to AlmostOutOfGrace.com, and you'll be able to see why this book came into existence and how it came into existence through radio shows. God bless you. Please purchase the book anywhere books are sold, or you can write us at P.O. Box 5172. Send us a check, money order. We also take credit card, and if you want to call in at 888-241-0768, in extension 2, and we'll be able to help you in the bookstore. God bless you. Thank you. Again, Almost Out of Grace will be a blessing to your relationships.
Welcome back, and I think I fixed everything here. And it just kind of offsets you when something's not working right in your system, and these computers are all kind of jacked up sometimes. I don't mean to use that terminology, but it is. It is what it is. And, well, we're back, and that's the blessing, that we're here. We're actually in the studio trying to get this stuff together, and we'll be okay. God always does a great thing for us. Amen. God always does a great thing. Well, here's a song I want to play for you. We'll be right back. Let's see if this works. We're just testing out the sound right now. We'll be right back.
Jesus, He has called me to be. Oh, if only you saw His holy face every time you look at me. Well, then maybe, just maybe, you'd come to believe, and you'd want to follow Him too. Oh, if I were a pure reflection, then maybe His love would reach you.
Isn't that awesome? I love that song. I don't have the whole thing yet. I'm actually ordering the CD, so it should be here hopefully pretty soon. And hopefully we can have that, because I know that it helps a lot of people when they hear that. It helps a lot of people. And it just gets things going. It gets people really thinking about who they are and what they're doing and where things are going. It lets them give direction. And I think that's the one thing that's important with all of us, is that we need to know where we're going. We need to know how we're going to get to where we're going to go. And one thing in relationships that you have to remember, and this is why we do the seminars, this is why we do everything that we do in this, and that is because we want you to make good decisions. How many of us know that our decision making isn't the best? How many of us know that? How many of us know that we sometimes we don't make the best decisions for our lives? I mean, we don't. We don't. So I want to tell you that you have to make good decisions in your life. You do. I'm going to read you a little bit from my book. And what we're going to read is one thing that I think that when I was passing through my, this is a little bit about what, about marriage counseling that I've, when I was passing the sign at the church, pastor has a certain theme going for the last 2 months, and it's husbands, be kind to your wives. Husbands, submit to your wives, and I forget the scripture that he used, but I guess I probably should have looked at it better. But either way, it was basically being kind and loving to your wives. And I think that's awesome. I think that it's awesome that we have that kind of sign out there that is trying to help people. I think that we need to we need to have more things out there giving us that kind of thing, because whatever you put out in front of you, whatever you put out there, is going to be how you react and how you think. Whatever you read, whatever you watch on television, whatever you saturate your time with, you will act and react in that fashion. And I think that a lot of us, not just a little bit of us, need to be more kind to those that we love. Which is our spouse. Let me read this. This is called The Great Compromise. I'm going to read a little bit of it. It's only a page and a half. 2 pages and a half. That's a short chapter. The Great Compromise, Chapter 15 of Almost Out of Grace. Marriage counselors often encourage couples to compromise to make their relationships more successful. That makes sense. We can't always get what we want. Neither can we always make another person happy 100% of the time. Happily married couples tell us their success is due to being willing to give sacrificially to each other. There is some truth in that claim. Even close friends tell you that you must put up with pleasing another person at the cost of your own choices at times. You do have those friends that are like that, that you have to please them to keep them happy, to please them to keep them content with what's going on in the relationship. But the larger truth is that in order to compromise, we must first want to be in our relationships 100%. There goes the choices, the decisions. You want to have to... You know, some people say they marry out of love. Some people say they marry out of survival or because it was the best fit. But I tell you, if any of those reasons that you have, even just out of love, that you loved them and that's why you married them, if any of those things are your reasons for getting married, my friends, you're going to have some issues down the road. Because you say, well, I love them. I married them. That should be good enough in God's eyes. And it is. It is very much good. It is very much well in God's eyes. But let me tell you this. Unless you know you married them because God had placed them in your life, and that God is the one that gave them to you, and that you are supposed to be with them because God is the one that put them in your life, and you have a purpose together, and that you know that you're in this 100% because of that, you can love them all you want. And they cannot be serving God, or maybe they're serving God, but they're not taking you to where you need to be in spirit. Or maybe you're with them because it was a good fit. Maybe you just got finished getting divorced and you needed someone to help take care of your children. Who knows? I am just speaking, talking. We're talking straight the way it is. No problem. No problem. We just want you to know that you need to know that you want to be in that relationship 100%. 100%. You need to make sure that you're in there. You need to make sure that you're part of it and that you want to be part of it no matter what. No matter what. Let's continue with the chapter. Do you really want to be with that person whom you're with right now? Before you can compromise honestly and effectively, a question must be answered. How much are you truly committed to this person and the well-being of the relationship? Answer this for me. What keeps you there? What keeps you with this person? Is it comfort? Is it finances? Is it security? Is it kids? Be honest with yourself when you answer this. Know that whatever your answer is, only one answer is the acceptable. And here we go. Love, of course, is the answer. We can generally love almost anyone, but giving all your heart and self to someone must happen only when you have the same love in return. Without this type of love for one another, no compromise in the world will help your marriage. Unless you love For unless you're left for one another, completely focused on one thing, that you want to be with each other no matter what, that you will probably have a difficult time dealing with compromise. It's easier to compromise, honestly, think about this. It is so much easier to compromise in relationships when you generally want to see the other one benefit. When you generally want to see the other person have a successful life. It is generally easier to compromise when you genuinely care about that person and you have a goal that you're going towards with each other. It's very easy, or easier. It's not always easy to compromise, but it's easier when you have their best interest in your mind. Well, see, that's the thing too, my friends. You have to have someone in your life. Now, this is Relationship Monday, so we're talking about this. You have to have someone in your life that wants to see you better, that wants to see things happen, that wants to see things in you successful. Your spouse should never get jealous of your success. Hello? We're talking to you. Do you hear us? Your spouse should never get jealous of your success. They should ravish the idea. They should enjoy the idea that you are successful. Now, there are going to be times when people are going to call you, and then I run into this. There's times when I get a lot of attention, and people, and that's just my personality. I get a lot of people that really like what I'm doing, and they're all really into me and into the things. And my wife, she loves the idea that I'm out doing things and busy, but she's like always telling me I'm not the one that's going to be up in front, so I really don't care. And what she's saying in reality is she's still shy. She doesn't like to be out in front of the public. She don't want to be a public speaker, and I'm moving towards that more and more. And you know what? She's starting to break a little on that. She's starting to compromise just a little. Now, she compromises a lot of her time. And that's why I know this woman genuinely loves me. She compromises a lot of her things so we can push this ministry forward. Now, she doesn't preach, she doesn't edit, she doesn't do anything that I do. But she is there for me and the kids and the house, and she works a full-time job. And even as I get up in the morning, I take care of our little part-time job to keep things running as well. You know, hey, come on, we're in a recession. God's going to bless, but you got to do your part. I truly believe that. I don't think any man should sit at home and just pray when their family's hungry. Do you agree with me? I truly believe that. So the cat's out of the bag, you know. It don't matter to me. I want you to know that I'm real and that I go through the same things you go through, the same struggles, and that no one is beyond the mark of the Lord, that God can't touch you no matter what. So as we build this ministry and we put this station together, which financially it's taxing in a way, because we have to put this thing together no matter what. We made a commitment. We just got the TV station going. We're going to have the 24/7 stream on that going as well. We figured out how we can get that done at an affordable price. So now we got to pray in the funds to take care of that. And we still need to get cameras. There's cameras that we need. I'm telling you right now that we need about $10,000 to really make the system and everything run. But you know what our budget is? Whatever we can get. That's our budget. Whatever we can get for what we got. We've been running everything on a shoestring budget. Running everything on a gumshoe. What do they call it? The old thing? Gumshoe and shoestrings budget. Well, we're going to see things happen. God's going to bless. And I tell you this out of faith and commitment, that I know you're listening and you've been listening for 6 months since we've had this station up, and you faithfully have listened, and I want you to know that everything we're putting on the air is out of everyone's hearts that have made it. They have made it possible. So I want you to be encouraged. I want you to be encouraged. Now, let me find out where we're at. Okay. Without commitment, one or both of you will feel like you're giving more than the other is. You will complain that it's not fair, that you're being taken advantage of all the time. Negative feelings will begin to arise and fights will take place. So, you know, the seed of doubt, I'm going to write this down because it sounds so cool. The seed of doubt in a relationship, I want you to write it down, so get a pen out. the seed of doubt, I'm writing it down with you, in a relationship will always bring confrontation. It is easy to get in an argument with your spouse, yes or no. Come on. It's easy to get the boxing gloves on and let's go another round. Bing, bing. Or does that sound like a bell? Ding, ding. It's easy. It's so easy to not compromise and say no. We're going to the movies. I don't care what your parents say. I haven't been to the movies for so long and we're going. I don't care who wants to come over for dinner. We're not doing that week. I'm off that weekend and I don't want to see guests at the house. You know, that's what it is. It's so easy to say no, and I'm not going to let this happen. It's not going to be worth my while, so I'm not going to do it. When the reality is, yeah, babe, we're going to go away. Yeah, let's bring your parents over. Hey, this couple needs us, and they'll probably benefit from our fellowship. Let's go ahead and hang out. Now, who really talks like that? I don't, but it sounds good on script, so we're going with it. Sounds good. Script, print it. Let's go. I'm really telling you the truth. It is easy, so easy, not to give in. It's extremely easy. Those negative feelings will begin to arise and fights will take place. Anytime you feel like you're the one giving the most out of the relationship, you will build up negative feelings such as resentment, such as regret, such as fears, such as worries, such as doubts, and everything. Before you said, I do, there was an I want. You remember the praise you lost sleep over crying to God. You prayed to God that He would give you a person to love and to have as your partner in life. You waited and waited. Now you have what you asked for, but are having problems imagining life with this person for one more week, not to mention forever. You ever get tired in a marriage or tired in a relationship? Ever? You ever get to the point where you're thinking, man, I can't do this. I can't make this happen. This is not going to work. I can't deal with this person anymore. Or that I don't love them anymore. I don't know why I got married. It was just a feeling for that moment. But I don't want to see this person anymore in my life. It's easy to get to that point. It's easy. That's what I'm saying. You need to really love them and know that God has placed y'all together to stay with them. You got to know. When you were blind with love, you called all his or her hang-ups pet peeves. Now they are nuisances and a wrecking ball on your dream of a happy marriage. Isn't it amazing how much we all tolerate in the beginning of our marriages? We ignore the little annoyances that barely bother us. You might even have thought the funny habits were charming. But after we have lived a while with the person we prayed for and know all of his or her hang-ups, we pick on them and use them to dilute our passion. And hey, we'll stop there for just a second because we can cover this. This is a whole new talk. Man, if you ain't having no passion, if there ain't no love making in that home, if you don't look at them and you hug them and you kiss them, and I know it's hard sometimes because you come home and you're tired, or you go home and, you know, they're not as dolled up as they used to be dolled up every time you used to pick them up to go on a date. But you know what? Both of you need to make an effort there. Both of you need to try and touch those feelings again, to try and revamp them, to try and restore them. Whatever you got to do, my friend, I ain't going to tell you how to romance your lady. And, you know, ladies, you need to let your guys know what you like. That's all I'm going to say. Leave the rest up to you and God and your hubby. You need the passion in your life. Ephesians 5, 28 to 29 reads, "So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth himself. For no man ever hated his own flesh, but nourished it, cherishes it, even as the Lord the church." You want the best for yourself, don't you? You would never want to be put through the emotional hell of a bad relationship. Why would you want to put yourself through a loving nightmare of jealousy, anger, and mistrust? Why do we allow ourselves to emotionally hurt the one we love? 1 Corinthians 13:8 reads, "Charity never faileth. Everything in this world may come to an end, but love will never fail." That's the simplest translation. You could be at the brink of disaster at home, but your love must be strong enough so that it will never give up. Why would we put ourselves through jealousy, anger, and mistrust? Why do we hurt the people that we love? Because, well, honestly, jealousy, anger, and mistrust all stem from one thing. They got to go in order, but they all stem from insecurities. Now, insecurities can be anywhere from you not having the attention you needed to you. When you were a child, maybe there was a sibling, or maybe you weren't the person that everyone talked to. Maybe you were the person that everyone avoided. Could be pimples. Who knows? But the simple fact is this, that you need to know exactly that you're loved. And that you need to know exactly your place in this relationship. No matter what, you need to understand that you have a strength and a place in the relationship. That you're not second chair, but you're first chair. My son always comes home, and he always tells me when he's playing his music at school that they have so many chairs available for the spots that he's playing, and he moves up from one spot to the next spot, and he goes, "I'm fourth chair." And I think recently he's been his fourth chair, and he's never played instruments before, and he's doing really well. And I think, you know, one day he's going to hit first chair, and that's going to be awesome. But he's doing awesome now. And you need to realize that just because you're not first, that you're not fourth chair, that you're not third chair, and you're not second chair, you're first chair. Now you have to make each other feel that way as well. Why do we set ourselves up to compromise? Why do we feel we have to? I mean, isn't it easier just to get fed up and demand our own way? Of course, we talked about that. We shouldn't have to put up ourselves on hold all the time. What about him or her? Can he or she give in? Well, of course they can. It wouldn't be called sacrifice if you weren't giving in yourself. Let me tell you this. For every time you sacrifice, for every time that you give in, if you want to call it that, some people call it sacrifice, some people call it in, some people call it compromise, but I would like to call it dealing with it. That's such a simpler way. I'm just calling dealing it with it. You need to deal with it. No matter what, you cannot allow yourself to not be able to slow down your marriage enough to talk and figure things out. Because I tell you, it can be too late. In these uncertain times, it is great to know that you have someone at home that you can love, that loves you back generally, 100%. Now we're almost getting to the end of this chapter, very short chapter. When you start responding this way, my friend, God is probably working in you. Sometimes you need to get frustrated before you can realize something is wrong with your attitude. And that is so true. I'm a good writer. This is my book, Almost Out of Grace. David Yannis wrote this. It is chapter 15, The Great Compromise. And it's a short chapter, very short, but it's very full of powerful, powerful things. When you start respond that way, my friend, God is probably working in you. It is true. When you start feeling neglected, angry, jealous, anything, that God is trying to expose something in you that needs to be dealt with. You've ignored it for long enough. You've ignored it for a very, very, very long time now. It's something from childhood. It's something that's built up and layer upon layer. Remember we talked about the root of bitterness a few weeks ago? That we got to find that root and we got to chop it down. That we got to make sure that bitterness is not around. So I'm challenging you. Come on. I'm challenging you right now to get fixed. Fixed in the heart. Not in the natural, my friends. Don't get me wrong. Sometimes you have to get ticked off and say something you regret before you realize how unloving you have become. Before we can work a healing in your relationship, God often has to press down and show you where the pain really lies. You must be able to deal with every aspect of your relationship, not just what you find tolerable. Yes, sometimes it hurts. Sometimes you're going to cry. Sometimes you're not going to feel like you want to get up or do anything again. Sometimes you won't. But God is good. Amen. God is good. Because He will show you what needs to be corrected. He will not let you go along without you knowing that you've gone crazy and things that are in you need to be changed. He won't. Well, that was my book, Almost Out of Grace. I was trying to cover a chapter every time, ever so often, so you can get you used to it and stuff. And we'll be right back. We're going to play a quick commercial about Rev Media Network. God bless you. We'll be right back.
I'm going to take this time just to thank all the hosts that have sent in their shows and have been at the studio, at the Auxiliary Studio, trying to get everything going and trying to get their programs on the air. This is a huge effort to try and get a station like this put together within the next month or so. The next few weeks, we'll be putting the actual shows through the main station at the church that we have, the property that we have, and we're going to be broadcasting this live 24/7 like we're doing now. We're going to have more programming at that time. I have churches that have agreed to sign up to send their MP3s and their CDs to us and we can get this thing going. Now, if you're interested and you like the broadcast, let me tell you this for just 1 minute. We have people from Russia, Netherlands, China, Belgium, Spain, Africa, all listening. I can go online, I can show you statistics and show you who's streaming and who's hearing from those countries. We have very, very up-to-date software. We have the latest information available to us through the web that gives us the ratings and stuff of what we're doing out there. And we're touching people. People are listening anywhere from, 3 minutes to 15 minutes to even an hour at a time. So don't think this is going out to deaf ears. I believe this is touching and reaching people. I believe that you can be a part of this. It's very simple if you want to host your show from where your location is, or if you want to come into our studio and you're in the Houston area where you can actually do the show. You don't have to be in Houston or have to be at our studio to actually have a show. Rev Media Network will be able to get you to where you got to go. You can be one of the most influential ministers and Christian talk show hosts available and around this world. If you do have material, please contact us at 888-241-0768. You can hit my extension, it was extension 5, and that'll get straight to me. Or you can go ahead and write us at P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas 77325. You can send us your CDs through that way. And also, you can email me, therev@revmedianetwork.com. God bless you. Thank you.
Saturdays, 7 to 9:30 p.m. Mountain Standard Times. Don't miss this biblical preparation time. This is the time when friends of the Watchman gather together and we get into the Word of God to prepare for what is coming. It's called Watchmen and Friends, and you won't want to miss it. Join all of the gang and many others. Join us, my friends, right here on this network. You can listen live to this network on our websites. It's all connected. Join us for a live chat, call-ins, and listen live from my websites, or you can listen directly as well from the Rev Media Network. Now, if you want to join in on our chat, listen live pages, you need to go to warn-usa.com or warn-radio.com or dday4america.com. And that 4 is the number 4, dday, the number 4, america.com. And look for the chat, listen live links. You'll be glad you did. And we will be glad that you joined us. Shalom, my friends. God bless. And thanks for listening.
Host of Midwatch with the Rev and General Station Manager for RevMediaNetwork.com. Just wanted to remind you to visit our main website, which is RevMinistries.com. I am the director of RevMinistries.com. We're doing several evangelistic things out there. One of them is reaching the media all the ways we can. We have books, CDs. We have an online station here. You're listening to it here on Rev Media Network. We're broadcasting on television soon as well. We're making movies. We're doing everything we can to take the gospel out to the world. We also preach. We do seminars. We do healing conferences. We do relationship series, relationship. God bless you. Please visit us at RevMinistries.com.
Welcome back. This is your host, David Yanis, and we are back. Our address is Revelation Ministries, P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas, 77325. I want to remind you, tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, Central Standard Time, on Tuesday, we are having our first episode of Midwatch. If you hadn't seen it yet, and if we had a preview of it while we're testing out this television signal, trying to make sure everything was streaming well, you're going to be in for a good show. Right now, we're not doing as much as we want to do. There's so much more we want to add into this show, and we're just excited about it. But for what the time constraints that we have and the equipment that we have, we're doing a good job, and I'm sure you're going to enjoy it. It's basically me talking to you for about 20 minutes on a video. And we're pre-recording these just to make it a little bit easy. Again, I thank Timothy Dip here in Houston, Huffman, actually. He's doing a great job. He's doing a great job. And we really don't have the format exactly how we want it, but it's good for what we're doing. We just want to get started on it and get a routine going, and then we want to see God just bless things. Amen? God's just going to bless things, and we're going to see an amazing time. Well, let me give you some crazy news. But anyway, tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, Central Standard Time, go to RevMediaNetwork.com, and instead of going to the radio channel, which I appreciate you going to the radio channel, go to the TV channel, and it'll be on there. You hit there, and it'll be playing, and you'll be able for right now, you'll be able to stop it and rewind it if you had to. But we're coming soon. Once we have enough of these videos put together, we're going to put a stream. And that stream, which is going to run continuously, is going to have the webinars, it's going to have Midwatch, it's going to have the relationship show, and Survivors by Faith, and then whoever else comes in. So we're producing some shows. We're going to actually try and make some actual television shows that, like, with actors and stuff. God was talking to me that song strong this morning about that we're going to have a list of actors and a list of props and things that we need, that God was just opening my heart. And I really, really believe that He was talking to me today on that, and I really trust that we're going to see things happen. On that, we're going to have our own studios, a bigger studio. Right now, we're started with just a room in our church building, and for the station and for both stations as well. So we're going to see some bigger things happen. I mean, you got to believe for bigger things to happen, for God to do greater things in your life. Well, let me give you some crazy news. Have you ever had taken a quick shower? Really quick, and I'm talking, just jump in. What do you say, about 5 minutes? About 5 minutes, probably a quick shower, right? Roughly. Well, this is called a 3-minute shower to conserve water. And this was reported by Reuters on the 22nd of October. This was in Caracas. Leftist
President Hugo Chavez called on Venezuelans on Wednesday to stop singing in the shower and to wash in 3 minutes because the oil-exporting nation is having problems supplying water and electricity. Venezuela has suffered several serious blackouts in the past year because of rapidly growing demand and underinvestment, which has been aggravated by a drop in water levels in the hydroelectric dams and that provide most of its energy. Chavez announced energy-saving measures and said he would create a ministry to deal with electricity shortage, which have affected the image of the socialist revolution before legislative elections due in 2010. Calling for water conservation, he said low rainfall caused by the El Nino weather phenomenon meant water levels were critically low in El Guri Reservoir and one of the world's largest dams. Some people sing in the shower half an hour, no kids. 3 minutes is more than enough. I've counted 3 minutes, and I don't stink, he said during a last televised cabinet meeting. If you're not going to lie back in the bath with the soap and you turn on what's called the jacuzzi, imagine that. What kind of communism is that? We're not in times of jacuzzi, he said in laughter in front of his ministers. So anyway, he also mentioned using airplanes to try and force rain clouds and said that the government would soon publish, I guess seeding the clouds, what they're trying to soon publish a decree prohibiting imports of low-efficiency electrical appliances. He called on ministries, low-efficiency electrical appliances, he called on ministries and state-run companies to cut energy consumption by 20% immediately. Well, my friends, I tell you what, that is amazing. That is amazing. But here's a crazy other one. But I guess in your Venezuela, you're going to take a 3-minute shower. Now, my pastor, he's told me he takes anywhere from 30 minutes to an hour in the shower. I have no idea how you can stay in the water for that long. I can't. I take a quick one out the door. Let's go. Sometimes I do pray in there and do get some good things going. Oregon, about half an hour ago, in Eugene, Oregon, by the Associated Press, a Eugene man fighting a home intruder to defend his mother and young children was bitten by a police dog after officers mistook him for the prowler. They had been chasing through the neighborhood. Tim Crossan told the Register guard he broke his hand on the intruder's face during the fight, just before police burst in and sent the dog after him. The 39-year-old father of three told the Eugene newspaper that the dog bit through his left calf before clamping down on his thigh and then his left buttock. He got bit in the booty. The intruder, meanwhile, escaped, and Crossan said he is upset that the police had not offered him an apology for the bites that landed him in the hospital overnight earlier this week. Eugene Police Chief Pete Kearns on Friday said the incident was unfortunate, but praised Crossan for defending his home, calling his actions heroic. Of course you're not going to get no apology, because then they're going to have to pay for your hospital bills. Either way, it's amazing. It's amazing, my friends, when you see that kind of stuff happening. Take care of your homes, but be very careful of dogs that like to bite intruders. Instead, it bites you. Well, guys, that's the show for the day. I don't have all my sound effects, so I can't play our last thing, but I'm going to go ahead and play that song one more time that I told you that I like. God bless you. We'll see you next time on the Midwatch. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless.
Of Jesus, as He has called me to be. Oh, if only you saw His holy face every time you look at me. Well, then maybe, just maybe, you'd come to believe, and you'd want to follow Him too. If I were a pure reflection, then maybe His love would reach you.
We'll see you tomorrow.